Fighting the good fight, folks. Keeping it up. It's the only way. Welcome to another week. We're winding right down here, almost into November. I can't believe it. Two more days is that wonderful day that all the Bush supporters look forward to. It's their holy high day. Wonderful little Halloween there. Hope you're not going to be letting your kids go out unsupervised. Hope you're going to be, in fact, I wouldn't even take them out at all. I'd bring them to a private party or something. I don't know if, you know, all the garbage going on nowadays, I wouldn't trust anything. Can't even trust your own neighbors anymore. Anyway, got a great guest lined up here. I hope, he wanted to call in. He didn't want to give his number out. He said he was going to call in. So hopefully he'll be calling in here, momentarily, certainly by the next break. His name is Mike Malloy. He's a liberal radio talk show host down in Florida, and I understand that he's a great Bush fan like myself, so we'll be talking about our wonderful hero. He's not going to be on for the whole show, though. He's just going to be on for the first half hour. In fact, I guess he's on now. So with no further ado, I'll do announcements later. Why don't I bring him up right now? Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation. My pleasure.
Yeah, I was just mentioning to my listeners that you, like myself, are a great Bush fan, so I thought it would be appropriate to have you on, and we could both we're in a minority nowadays, unfortunately. There aren't many more Bush fans out there. I don't know why, because he's done so many great things for this country, but
Stop. You're making my ears bleed.
Oh, what a mess, huh? Could it be any worse? I hate to even say that because I'm sure they get more planned, but they've destroyed everything.
Even the religious right has abandoned him. I was reading a lengthy article in yesterday's New York Times Sunday Magazine about the fact that most of the so-called religious right that came to power under Falwell back in the 70s and 80s has now abandoned Bush for a number of reasons, and oddly enough, it's because for a lot of people on the religious right, all of a sudden they're starting to realize that that their Redeemer, that their Jesus, really was not in favor of war and starving children and not providing care for poor people and folks who might be suffering, pick a place, Mississippi Gulf Coast. And a lot of Christians are starting to realize, according to this article, that Jesus might be a little bit irritated by what George Bush and these neoconservatives are doing, that Jesus really wasn't interested in a big tax cut. He was interested for the wealthy. He was interested in seeing if his people could take care of the folks who needed it. And, of course, Bush has not done that. So the article is, I recommend it. I guess you can get it online. Just go to nytimes.com and check out Sunday Magazine section. So even the religious right, is pretty much said to hell with Bush.
Wow. Well, maybe that accounts for him dropping so low. He's reached an all-time low. You know, half the time you can't believe these polls. They lie anyway. But Reuters is now admitting officially he's down to 24%. That's the lowest. Hey, he's earned it. You know, he's earned that record.
Oh, he's earned every bit of it, yeah.
I doubt it's even that high, but they're saying 24%. So, I mean, whether they're faking or not doesn't matter. He is now at the lowest ever, worse than Nixon.
Right, right.
About time.
Yeah, it is about time. I don't know why it took so long for the American public to join the rest of the world and realize that this guy is a phony, he's a fraud, and he's also extremely dangerous. I think the rest of the world knew that. Long
and those are his good points.
Yeah, those are his good points, right?
Jeez. Well, we got to go to break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm host Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by radio talk show host Mike Malloy. And for some reason, Mike is not very impressed with George Bush. And, you know, like I said, I just can't understand why, because, hey, you know, that is encouraging, the religious right pulling away, because that's been his biggest support base right there.
Yeah,
and aside from Wall Street.
Yeah, I've never been able to understand why. I was brought up in a Southern Baptist environment. I was not brought up in the South, but I was brought up in Toledo, Ohio. But my grandparents, who were very religious, were Baptists, and their church was in the Southern Baptist Convention. So, and then when I was a teenager, I got into the Methodist Church in my neighborhood. So, you know, I've said on my program many, many times, even though I'm not a believer any longer, I've said on my program many, many times, you can't out-Bible me. Because I had, I can't tell you a year, Charlie, from the time I was 5 until I was probably 12, 13, that I didn't go to vacation Bible school and Wednesday night prayer services and church twice on Sunday. I mean, just on and on and on. And having had that background in Protestantism or fundamentalist American Christian religion, it's very clear to me that George Bush had no more business attracting Christians than attracting communists or Nazis. I mean, this guy is a destroyer of faith. He's got nothing in common,
yeah, with what's supposed to be Christian.
Right, I mean, right.
He's turn the other cheek. Why? So you can torture that side too?
Right. he's you know, he and his group, they use fear, utter absolute fear. That's the only thing they play on, and I think that's another reason his ratings are so low. I think Americans are tired of walking around feeling like, oh my God, I've got to be terrified. I've got to be fearful. Ooh, they're going to jump out of the bushes and grab me. Ooh, ooh, what's going to happen next? You know, he keeps talking about Iran as though it were some kind of a global threat. For God's sake, Iran doesn't, I mean, what do they have, one airplane? You know, here we are, the greatest, most powerful nation in the history of the human race in terms of our ability to destroy things. And we're going to be afraid, that Bush wants us to be afraid of Iran? I mean, how did we get through 50 years of the Cold War against the Russians, who could have annihilated the United States in 20 minutes any time they wanted to? Of course, yeah, we would have annihilated them too. But I mean, how did we live with that for 50 years? And all of a sudden, we're supposed to look at Iran, and before that, Iraq, as this huge monster that's going to come over here and gobble us up. This is insanity.
Well, I love the doublespeak. The White House released a statement the other day that, you know, it's paranoid to think that we're interested in going into Iran. We have no interest. We have not expressed any such interest. And now, at the same time, here they are. You know, Bush is saying, oh, if they develop a nuclear weapon, there's going to be World War III. I mean...
Yeah. Well, I think there has been... I agree with some of the people who mainstream media might consider fringe reporters or fringe commentators, and I tend to agree with some of these fringe reporters and commentators, that there was an effort made a couple of months ago to move nuclear weapons into the Middle East, ordered by Dick Cheney. And the story that's starting to come out now and starting to take shape, and it's left the fringe and has moved on to the Washington Post, is that there was a definite a decision by extremely high-ranking officers in the Air Force to not move these nuclear weapons toward Iran or toward the... actually, they were going to go to Diego Garcia, the island in the Indian Ocean that is owned by the Brits, but we have, I believe we have a base there, we lease a base there, and that's another place where we take people for torture. But the United States military said no. And one of the reasons they said no was because we don't have any military left. Bush has utterly and absolutely destroyed it. So that's the reason they keep talking about airstrikes against Iran. It would be an air campaign because we don't have any ground forces left. Bush and Cheney have utterly and absolutely ruined the military and the military traditions in both the Army and the Marine Corps. They have just absolutely destroyed it. So it's my understanding at this point, and I believe this, that high-ranking officers in the United States military, mostly Air Force, said no to moving nuclear weapons into the area where they could have been dropped, these so-called bunker buster bombs or these tactical nukes where they could have been dropped on Iran.
Good. It's about time.
Yeah, I would think. I've said on my program before, I never thought I would say it, but it looks to me as though we're getting to the point where the only force that can stop Bush in an extreme situation would be the U.S. military. That would be an utter and absolute mutiny on the part of the military.
Well, you know, in reality, you couldn't even call that a mutiny because this guy isn't the legitimate elected president in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that's created a mutiny.
He's taken over
this country illegally, and he's turned us into a fascist regime.
Yeah.
So that's not rebellion. That's not treason. They're the treasonists. They're the rebellionists.
Well, that's the thing. I think maybe some of the officer class in this country have taken their oath to protect and defend the Constitution a little bit more seriously than Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the rest of these bastards. Because included in that oath, of course, and you know this, Charlie, as well as I do, is the phrase to protect this, not just to protect the Constitution, but protect it from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
And when they're talking about
domestic enemies.
Yeah, I don't think they were talking about infiltrators. I think they were talking about people in this country who are American citizens who at some point went off the deep end, like Bush and Cheney, and decided to hell with the Constitution, to hell with the rule of law,
Well, that's just a G-damn piece of paper anyway, right?
Yeah. right. When I heard that one, I just about fell over. So I don't know. I would hate to think that the last restraining force in this country is not the opposition party, is not the courts, is not the Congress, but is the military. Good God in heaven, if we're at that point, then things have gone way off the rails. And if we are at that point, thank God for these officers who've said, no, we'll fight your wars, but we're not going to initiate a situation where it's going to result in just utter destruction of everything. We're not going to do it. So,
I mean, that's what they want. It's obvious.
Well, I think
they're psychos.
I think so.
Hate to say it, but everything's certainly indicating that. I mean, they're not hiding it. They're not shy about it. We're going to have World War III if they get a nuclear weapon.
And the other thing too, I hate to say this because I was brought up as a lifelong blue collar working class Democrat back in the day when Democrats were willing
meant
to
something.
they were willing to stand up on their hind legs and say no.
Yeah.
Hell, I was brought up in a time when there were decent Republicans. I was brought up in a time when Democrats and Republicans were pretty much.
Well, I think there are still honest, quite a few honest Democrats, and even Republicans too, for that matter, but they're not in positions
of power
in Washington.
Well, they're not in power, but to see how the Democratic Party is just allowing this administration, and not just allowing it, but promoting them, helping them along in this move toward fascism, this is the thing that drives me crazy. There's no need for this. The Democrats.
Well, clearly, a lot of them are outright sellouts and actually favor what's going on. They don't care because it's not going to affect them. And I think there's another factor too for those that might have a conscience. Although I don't know how many there actually are left of those these days, but they obviously have something on them, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think it might be getting to the point where it's kind of weird, but both Pat Buchanan and Ralph Nader have pointed out that there's and hell before him, way back in '68, before these two guys, George Wallace. They all said there's not a dime's worth of difference between these two parties. And it's getting to the point where in the leadership, I don't believe that there's not a dime's worth of difference between Democratic Party politics and Republican Party politics. But as you point out, I think the leadership of the two parties have gone straight to hell. And I don't see any difference, I really don't, between, for example, I guess I'll have to pick on Hillary because she's the leading Democrat.
She scares the daylights out of me.
But between Hillary and Mitt Romney, or between Hillary and Giuliani, there's no difference.
Giuliani.
There's absolutely no difference.
Pick your monkey.
As far as I can see. So.
Well, I mean, look at her supporters. She's got Rupert Murdoch. You don't get more neocon than that. Why is he supporting her?
I know. It's just the whole thing is like through the looking glass. I feel like Alice in Wonderland sometimes.
I'm waiting for someone to pinch me and wake me up, and I can say, oh, thank God, that was just a bad dream.
Well, Jefferson laid it out pretty clearly way back when he and the other framers of this country made it pretty clear that it was an experiment, and you better pay attention. If, use it or lose it, and all that stuff about the Tree of Liberty is probably going to need to be nourished every once in a while with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I can't think of a more a time that more specifically relates to what Jefferson said 232 years ago than right now. And yeah. I hate to think about it. I would think that we've gotten beyond that point. I mean, they gave us all these institutions, the Congress, the executive branch, the judicial branch, so that we could work stuff out without going to the mattresses, as they say, without taking up arms. That we were given all the tools to work things out. And now when you have Nancy Pelosi saying that, no, impeachment's off the table, it's not up to her. It's up to the Constitution. And the Constitution lays it out pretty clearly when impeachment is called for. And impeachment is called for now. Impeachment's not conviction, it's indictment, so that we can take a look at what these people have done.
It's not a choice, it's something that has to be done.
Well,
that's
the way I read the Constitution, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, another short break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Mike Malloy.
Lose the love I knew, safely leave. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got a few more minutes left here with Mike. Mike Malloy, radio talk show host. So Mike, as we look into our little crystal balls here, it doesn't look good for the future, does it, as long as these scoundrels are at the wheel?
It's got me more than a little nervous, Charlie. I tend not to want to look into the crystal ball because I'm afraid of what I might see. I keep banking on what I think Americans have banked on throughout our history, and that is just when things seem the worst, we managed as a people to pull it together. We may have had a good leader at the time, we may not have, but the people have always managed to come out of a nosedive at the last minute. I'm hoping that that'll happen again. You know, I remember right after 9/11, a few days after 9/11, when most of us were just absolutely dumbstruck about what had happened, and looking to Washington for leadership, what we got from Bush was this line about, well, what do I want the American people to do? Go shopping, go on your vacations, you know, have a good time. And I thought to myself, what the hell? You know, we were just hit harder than we were hit at Pearl Harbor, and this guy's telling us to go on vacation, or go shopping, or don't pay any attention. And that's when I think at that moment, that's when I came to the unshakable conclusion that the official story of what happened on 9/11 is not the real story. And I've said this.
And then we got lied to about Orange Alert, one after another. Every single one of them was a fraud.
On and on and on. So. I think the American people, I think we all have been kind of injected somehow with some kind of weird narcotic that's put us to sleep for the past 4 or 5 years, and we've just been walking around like a bunch of zombies while our soldiers are dying. We're unleashing hell on a civilian population that did nothing to us.
Not saying anything, not doing anything about it. I mean, how much are people going to take?
Well, that's the thing, and I'm hoping against hope. You know, I've got adult children, I've got grandchildren, and I also have a three-year-old, and I look at all these kids that I have, even the ones that are, you know, old enough to take care of themselves, and I just think about their future, and I just hope that the people who have the power to make decisions will come out of this fog. We need some good leaders. We need some people who can put together ideas and show us, look, we don't have to walk around here in fear. We don't have to walk around while the dollar's going to hell. We don't have to walk around while oil is going above $100 a barrel. We don't have to do this. We don't have to be worried about, right. Muslims coming in the middle of the night and blowing up our cities. We just don't have to do this. And so I'm hoping that when you say, if I look in the crystal ball, what do I see? The only thing I can hope for, Charlie, is some leadership. And the rest of us just wake up out of our coma and get to work and do the work that has to be done.
Well, you know, I hope the sellouts in Congress or the ones that are, for whatever reason, maybe they don't like it but keeping their mouth shut, I hope they can realize at this point that we really are on the edge of complete disaster, and it is going to affect them. The laws that they're passing, they might think, oh, well, it's not going to affect me, it's just going to affect you. But it is ultimately going to affect them. The repercussions of this, their whole country is going to be destroyed. Do you want to live in a nightmarish living hell? I don't care how many bodyguards you've got, Congressman.
Right.
Your country is being ripped to shreds. You want to live in that kind of world? You
That's
fools.
Right. That's right. So it's not just us that are in a coma. So are they. And I hope they come out of it. I hope they realize that a personality like George Bush and the people around him, like this god-awful Dick Cheney and some of these other people, Negroponte and all these people that have floated in and out of this corrupt administration, I hope the members of Congress and the members of the judiciary will realize, you know, wait a second, we've been, kind of threatened into doing nothing, too. So, yeah, I hope they wake up. I hope so, Charlie, because, as Kennedy said, the people who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, and there's no question. There's no question. You look historically at countries where there have been insurrections or revolutions, it always comes out of the middle class. It never comes from poor people. I don't care who you look at. If you look at Lenin, you look at Mao, you look at Castro, these were all middle-class people. You look at the people who led our revolution, these were middle-class people. As long as the middle class, there's a hope. That's the reason you get a country like Iraq, where the U.S. worked for 14 years with sanctions to destroy it, the middle class. There was never a chance that Saddam was going to be overthrown by his own people, which is what should have happened. That's what should have happened. But it didn't, because we had destroyed the middle class. So as long as we have a middle class in this country, and I think that's one of the reasons that vast middle class is the target of the international bankers or whatever you want to call it, is because as long as there's a middle class, there's always the possibility for revolution of one means or another. And I would hope it'd be peaceful.
It almost seems like they're going out of their way to incite such a thing. I mean, and then all the while, I mean, they're doing everything to rape and pillage the middle class, but all the while, it's scary that there's been a huge surge under this administration of supplying local and state law enforcement agencies with military equipment and weapons.
I know.
It's like they're gearing up. They're bargaining on it. They're counting on it.
I know. It's pretty horrible. Well, I've always been a liberal Democrat, but I've always been a well-armed liberal Democrat.
Yeah, I hear you. Unfortunately, I think that's all the time that we've got with you for today. How you got to run?
Yeah, Charlie, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for inviting me, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike. Great job.
All right, take care.
You too. Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, guys. Welcome back to True Currents Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, he was a pretty interesting guest. Mike Malloy. You might want to look him up. He's a radio talk show host down in Georgia. And I wonder what happened. He said he's no longer a believer. I'm assuming he meant believer in God. I don't know if he meant believer in organized religion or not. I can certainly vouch for that. But believer in God, that's too bad if he altogether. You know, that's usually what happens. People see the corruption and the lies and whatever in some of these big-name churches, and they get so disillusioned they wind up giving up on God altogether. That's pretty sad. Quite frankly, I don't know how you can keep your sanity with what's going on in this world without belief in God, to think that there's no hope at all. I mean, really, if our only hope depends on what our leaders are going to provide for us, that's a pretty sad hope. But anyway, let me go into announcements, guys. Didn't do that at the beginning of the show because he was just on for a half hour. And boy, what a short half hour it is when you put those commercials in there. It's a good thing we didn't get callers. Probably wouldn't have any time to talk about anything. I wanted to ask him to elaborate a little more on the 9/11 thing, but from what he said, it sounds like he believes it was an inside job, or at least that, you know, they sat back and let it happen anyway. You know, but he definitely does not buy the official 9/11 story from what he was saying, so that's cool. I mean, who does anymore at this point? If we've got any 9/11 story believers out there, official story believers, boy, I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. Anytime the broadcast you want to call in, give us a few laughs, would you? Anyway, Let me go over those few quick announcements, guys. just a reminder, we've got the RBN chat thing going, live type chat. If you go to the homepage, republicbroadcasting.org, you can actually chat with other listeners. And I still, to this day, have not signed into there myself yet. I need to do that after the show today. But eventually, I'll be on there. You can talk with me. You know, when you listen to other shows, I'm assuming probably most everybody else by now has done that, so you can talk with live hosts. I'll be getting going on that soon here. Also, if you want to get Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom of Fascism, you can get that from RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, order there through PayPal, or by calling in at 800-724-2719, or by sending your check or money order to the RBN office. And that's at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if anybody wants to read any of my books, for example, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or The New World Disorder, fully documented, showing that we are in the midst of a monstrously corrupt and evil totalitarian world system of government. And, you know, in previous years, previous decades, it was a lot easier to deny that such a thing was going on. It was hidden deeper below the surface, and you really had to do some poking around to see what was actually happening, to make sense of what was going on in the world. But today, you really have no excuse anymore for denying it or for not seeing it. It's right in your face. Just look around, you guys. This is exactly where we're heading. This North American Union thing. You know, just tune in to Lou Dobbs sometime or to Keith Olbermann, for example. Those are only two of a few left anymore in the media that are actually doing their job and exposing stuff like this. But there's no question. This is where we're headed. The deal has already been signed. 2 years from now, we will find ourselves in the midst of it if we don't wake up and put a stop to it. This North American Union thing is the equivalent of the European Union. And it's the fulfillment of an age-old dream, bringing us incrementally, step-by-step, closer toward world government. You bring nations together on a regional basis first, and then ultimately you bring them all together under one global banner. That's what this is all about. Here it is, happening right in your face. And this means a complete end to the borders with Canada and Mexico. These three countries will be merged. You know, that's one of the reasons why our borders are wide open. And yet they're supposed to be fighting terrorism. Look at the Orwellian doublespeak. Look at the massive contradictions and hypocrisy with this whole thing. So there's no denying it anymore. You want the evidence. You want the documentation of it, the history of it, how we got to this point, and where exactly they intend to take us. You can get my book, The New World Disorder. Also, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 is fully documented, showing how 9/11 was an inside job. And it was orchestrated to help advance this New World Order cause. You can get that by going to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani. That's spelled G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And you can see those books along with several others that I've got available. All right, guys, with no further ado, let me go over. I haven't gone over news in a long time, actually. So long that I'm probably not going to spend any time trying to catch up with stuff from ages past, because I'm just way too behind on that, and most of that stuff's pretty much outdated by now. But let me just go over some items that have come up in just the past few days. It's amazing. You know, I've had other guests on that have said the same thing that I've been saying for a while now. It used to be that major events that occurred in the world, leading us closer toward world government, occurred once every maybe year or every 2 years. Sometimes several years would go by before something major would come down the pike. Things were very slow moving. You had to really step back and get that panoramic view. You had to look over the past, you know, three, four, five, 6 decades to really get a handle on the trend of events and how we've been, you know, slowly lured into this emerging global system. But today, what used to take years to happen, today they're happening on a daily basis. Major events are taking place, you know, every day. Several times, in fact. Several events per day are occurring. That's how rapid this thing is moving. you know, like I've said before, this is like Christmas morning for the globalists. They're unwrapping all of their presents, everything that they've been wanting for decades now because of 9/11. They're using that as the excuse to advance this whole thing forward at a massive, exponentially increased rate. And here's one of them. This came out, what was it, yesterday or Saturday? This fake FEMA report regarding, you know, the fires in California. For those of you that don't know, that didn't hear about this, FEMA was caught broadcasting fake news reports. They had FEMA agents pretending to be local news reporters, and, you know, they were broadcasting events as they were unfolding there. And when they were caught, they said, we did this because there were no regular news reporters around, so we decided to, you know, conduct our own broadcast. Guys, they did it because they wanted to have complete and total control over how the news was being broadcast. It's pretty obvious. And, you know, what's the reason for that? Well, as always, because the government's fingerprints are on this, that's why. What are they gaining from it? Well, just sit back and watch. But my prediction is Halliburton is going to be getting some more big rebuilding contracts out of this, just like in the wake of Katrina, just like in Iraq, just like in Afghanistan. Unbidded contracts just simply handed over to them, awarded to them, courtesy of our unelected dictator, Generalissimo Bushio. Then this story just came out this morning. Fake FEMA news conference. This is Ross' story. Fake FEMA news conference director gets promotion. Oh, yeah, here we go. Business as usual, guys. The promoter of the fake news broadcast, news conference, gets a promotion. Congratulations, good job. You did just as you were supposed to do. Kind of like Brownie, Bush's pet name for his little lapdog buddy there in FEMA that he had appointed to head up the post-Katrina storm disaster management, yeah, whatever. Bush said, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. This was 5 days into that long 8-day vigil of FEMA not allowing help to get in, not allowing people to get out of the city to get their own help. 5 days into it, and he told them, you're doing a heck of a job. Heck of a job at what? Well, not letting people get help and not letting help get in, of course. Yeah, that's all that FEMA was doing. They weren't doing anything to help people, folks. Everything they did was designed to maximize the death toll down there, and Bush congratulated Brownie for doing a heck of a job because Brownie was doing exactly what Bush and Bushy's little string pullers wanted, maximizing the death toll so that the dead people could not claim their land, and thus Halliburton was able to come in. And I mean, don't you see? This is what this regime wants. They want destruction. They want death. They want misery. They want suffering so they can maximize their profits, capitalize on the misery and suffering of others, make fat wads of cash, grab up more power, pass more legislation, take rights away when they're the ones that orchestrate the crisis. I mean, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record here, but this point needs to be continually reminded to people because, nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Nobody is doing anything about it. So apparently, America needs to keep constantly being reminded. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Are you getting this? Red alert. I mean, we're in major crisis here right now, folks. There was another wonderful little news item came out yesterday. Guantanamo military lawyer breaks ranks to condemn unconscionable detention. And I'll just read the first few lines here of this article. An American military lawyer and veteran of dozens of secret Guantanamo trials has made a devastating attack on the legal process for determining whether or not Guantanamo prisoners are enemy combatants. Now, of course, this is nothing new. You know, we've been seeing articles like this by the scores come out for a long time now, but here's yet another one confirming what we've already heard and hopefully already known. But if you haven't known, well, here you go. Here's a military lawyer breaking ranks. He's had it. He's seen enough. He's had enough of it. He's coming out now, like many others have done, and confirming this. You know, again, this stories like this have broken out several times before. Nothing got done about it, obviously, because here's another one coming out and confirming it, saying the same thing. It's still going on, folks. His critique, the article continues, will be the centerpiece of a hearing on the 5th of December before the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, we know how far that's going to go. When another attempt is made to shut the prison down. Another attempt is made. Yeah, that's all they're ever going to be, obviously. See, when you've got the whole system rigged from the top, obviously nothing is going to get done about it. They've got the whole thing rigged, guys. They've got all the little lapdogs in key positions. Naturally, nothing's going to come out of this. They're just show trials. Another attempt is made to shut it down. Well, I guarantee you on December 6th, I'm going to be here saying, yep, sure enough, nothing happened. Nothing's going to happen. They're still in business, still torturing, still raping. That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it in Iraq. I've got another article about that coming up in a few minutes here. Came out yesterday about, you know, rapes. And anyway, the article continues with this Guantanamo thing here. So nervous is the Bush administration of the latest attack and another Supreme Court ruling against it. Again, it's just mere window dressing. That it is preparing a whole new system of military courts to deal with those still imprisoned. A whole new system. What does that mean? Even more efficient methods of torture and more controls over, you know, leakages and whistleblowers? Maybe Bush is going to pass an order that anyone who blows the whistle now is going to be executed. They'll be declared enemy combatants. Hey, don't be surprised. You know, why not? They do it anyway. Why not pass a law to make it official? Here's another one. Oh, man, you talk about George Orwellian doublespeak. This is a classic. This came out yesterday. U.S. denies being on warpath with Iran. You got to be kidding. I mean, here they are, you know, ever since like 2 or 3 days after the Iraq war started, they've been begging before Congress, you know, can we go, please, can we have funding now? Can we get more funding? Can we please go to war with Iran now? We want more funding, please, can we? Every single day since about 2 or 3 days after the Iraq war started, that's all they've talked about. How we can go to war with Iran, when we can go to war with Iran. And now they're saying, oh, no, we have no interest in going to war with Iran. The article opens with this statement. The White House on Friday rejected any parallels between its Iran rhetoric and the run-up to the Iraq invasion, adding that it had not ruled out the use of force, but was very hopeful of avoiding war. Oh, right. Yeah, that thought never crossed your mind. After all, this administration has only sought peace from day one. I mean, it's not like they were sweating their palms were sweating and just couldn't wait to pounce on Afghanistan after 9/11. No, the Taliban actually told the Bush administration, we'll be happy to hand over Osama to you. Just tell us, what is this evidence you have that he did 9/11? Present the evidence, we'll be happy. Oh, yeah, they did all they could to avoid war with Afghanistan. They didn't want to go into Afghanistan. Bush said, we don't need evidence. We know he's guilty. That was his response. So much for their rhetoric about not wanting war. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Very hopeful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, as you look at your stock portfolio, very hopeful. Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is unbelievable, guys. They're going to do it again. They're going to pull off another phony war. We can only hope that people in our military are not going to stand for this, recognizing that they're getting suckered once again and absolutely simply refuse to do it. You know, I mean, look what they're doing to our military in Iraq. These people to this day still have not been provided with armored vehicles. They're just sitting ducks waiting to be popped off, breathing depleted uranium on a daily basis. I mean, yeah, that's aside from the fact that we're killing millions over there of innocent Iraqi civilians. But, you know, just from the perspective of our military that are being suckered into fighting these wars, why are they doing it? And then, you know, they're all the while they're cutting back on their health care benefits so that when they come back here with cancer tumors in coming years, they're not going to get any coverage. I mean, they're kicking dirt in your face. They're lying to you. They're setting you up. Now they want to get you involved in another quagmire. And let me tell you, this will be exponentially worse than the Iraq conflict. Those people are armed to the teeth. They're ready for war. It's not going to be, I mean, you think Iran, you think Iraq is bad now? Iran is going to be a thousandfold worse, if not more. But they don't care. They love that. They love death and destruction and misery and suffering. It's not them going over to fight. Erica, you better wake up and fast. Stick with us. Short break. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Radio. Host Charlie Giuliani. Boy, keep clearing my throat here. I don't know what's going on. Hope I'm not getting a cold. Anyway, in light of that article I just made reference to, U.S. denies being on warpath with Iran. Look at this one. This came out. Excuse me, gee. This came out this morning. GOP senator says Bush is dead right about World War III with Iran. Oh, yeah, we have no interest in war with Iran. In fact, we're very hopeful that we're going to be able to avoid such a thing. And yeah, I mean, look at the Orwellian doublespeak, guys. This is all done deliberately, of course, just to keep you so confused, you'll throw your arms up in the air and figure, oh, it's hopeless, I'll never figure it out, and you just give up. I mean, it's like Mike Malloy said, you know, right after 9/11, take your children, take them to Disneyland. But then they're telling you, oh, be careful, any moment we could have another hijacking. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Somebody, again, please, just pinch me. Anyway, so let me read some of the first few lines here from this article. Senate Armed Service Committee Chair Carl Levin, Democrat, Missouri, or actually Minnesota, I think it is, and Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, appear on CBS Face the Nation to discuss the Bush administration's posturing against Iran and whether or not World War III is imminent, given increasing rhetoric among the administration and the news media alike. Levin and Graham both see Iran as a danger, and both, in one way or another, support the military option to address it. I mean, come on, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, we know we got lied into the war in Iraq. but this one's real. Trust us. This threat, this one's real. Yeah. They lied. The whole thing was a lie about Iraq. Sure. No problem, though. It's only cost us a couple $1 trillion. But this one, this time, honest, believe us, really, seriously. Oh. See? There's the wolf over there. Didn't you hear it? This is a real wolf this time, honest. Really, it is. You know, somebody, please, just arrest all of these scumbags and lock them behind bars. All of them. Carte blanche. Just put them all behind bars. Later, we'll figure out if any of them are innocent. We'll let them go. Maybe there's one or two. Well, we'll exempt Ron Paul right off the top. But everybody else, you know, this is unbelievable. Absolute lying, traitorous, criminal pigs. There's no question we were lied into war in Iraq. These scoundrels lied us into war. They were planning the Iraq war long before 9/11. Of course, the same can be said about the Afghan war. But here they are now, in spite of that, admitting that. They're telling us, oh, no, they're right on the ball with this one. We need to go to it. On what basis? You remember the days when going to war resulted from being attacked from another nation? Not just because they looked at you funny, and they're not even doing that, by the way, but that's what they're claiming they're doing. Oh, boy, I tell you. Don't you look at Bush funny, you'll be tasered, but we can go to war and kill millions of people, that's fine. Be right back, folks.
With recent